Welcome back to AI for Authors. And remember to check out selfpublished.org. It's really a fantastic resource for writers, you know, at all stages, especially if you're diving into independent publishing. And today we're going deep into something that's been causing a bit of a stir, L. Ron Hubbard's Manuscript Factory.
Yeah, that's right. We're really going to unpack this whole idea of approaching writing like a business, you know, with that kind of discipline and strategy.
It's really interesting. Our source material comes from a conversation between David Farland, he's a New York Times bestselling author, fantasy and sci-fi, and John Goodman, the host of the Writers of the Future podcast. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really jumped out at me was this whole thing about being prolific. Like, to really make it as a writer, you have to produce consistently. You know, Farland really emphasized Hubbard's point about a writer being like a factory.
Right. It's about the output.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your job is to make books, not just like dabble as a hobby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's really fascinating how that shifts the entire mindset, right? You go from sort of dabbling to like really producing. It changes how you approach everything when you think about writing as your profession and not just something you do for fun.
That's such a good point, you know. Mm-hmm. And Farland had this great anecdote where apparently Hubbard was really meticulous. He used these spreadsheets to track everything, his output across different genres. And get this, he would analyze sales data from publishers to figure out what was selling.
Wow.
It was like market research before market research was even like a thing.
You know, that's incredibly insightful. He wasn't just like throwing stories out there. He was being strategic, you know.
Exactly. He was very deliberate. And speaking of strategy, both Hubbard and Farland, they talk about how important it is to really understand your genre and the market trends. Farland even compared it to surfing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you have to be able to spot the wave and ride it to success.
Interesting. You know, I get that understanding trends is valuable, but I do think there's a danger in like chasing them too closely. What happens if the wave crashes before you get there?
That's a great point. And Farland actually addressed that. You know, he talked about how he saw this huge boom in middle grade fiction after Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But not everyone who hopped on that bandwagon was successful.
Of course not. Yeah. It makes sense.
Right. So it's not just enough to chase a trend.
Exactly. You got to understand the underlying principles of good storytelling. You know, those transcend any kind of trends. You need a solid foundation of craft. Yeah, and that's where the whole manuscript factory thing can be so valuable, right? It's not just about churning out books like a machine. It's more about building a system that supports your creative process, you know?
I like that, a system. So how does this system actually work? What are the moving parts?
Well, one of the key things that both Hubbard and Farland talk about is having a dedicated workspace. You know, Hubbard had this rule where he would never do anything in his writing space except write.
Wow, that's hardcore. I could see how that would help with focus.
Right.
Like, no distractions, just writing.
Exactly. It's about creating an environment that tells your brain, okay, it's time to work. And speaking of work, another big part of this whole system is treating writing like a job. You know, setting clear goals, having a regular writing schedule, and actually sticking to it.
So, no more waiting around for inspiration to hit.
Well, inspiration is great, but you can't just rely on it. You got to show up and do the work, even when you don't feel like it. And that's where the whole factory analogy really clicks. You know, you're not just an artist, you're a producer too.
That makes a lot of sense. And it kind of ties back to what we were saying before about market trends. If you're producing consistently, you're way more likely to catch a wave when it comes along.
Exactly. You increase your chances. And don't forget, even within that kind of factory setting, there's still room for creativity, for innovation. You know, Hubbard was famous for experimenting with different genres, styles. He wasn't afraid to push those boundaries.
So it's not about sacrificing your artistic vision. It's more like having a structure that can actually support it.
Exactly. That's the idea. And this brings us to another really important part of the manuscript factory approach collaboration. Hubbard really believed that editors and agents, they're essential partners in the writing process.
That's interesting. You'd think someone who's so focused on output would be more of a lone wolf, you know?
Not at all. Hubbard knew that even the most prolific writer needs feedback and guidance. Editors can help polish your work, and agents can connect you with the right publishers, the right audience.
So it's not just about writing in a vacuum, it's about building a team.
Right, exactly. And in today's world, with self-publishing and all that, that team might look a little different, but the basic idea is the same. You need people who get your vision, who can help bring your work out into the world.
You know, Farland had this great story about how an agent really helped a friend of his who was self-published. The agent helped them reach a much bigger audience. It was really impressive.
Oh, wow. That's great. You know, it really shows you the power of having someone in your corner who understands the industry.
Absolutely. And it actually brings us to another point that both Hubbard and Farland emphasize: never stop learning. This publishing landscape is always changing. You got to adapt and evolve.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So even with a system like the Manuscript Factory, which seems pretty structured, there's still room for flexibility.
Absolutely. It's not about sticking to the rules no matter what. It's more like having this framework that helps you on your journey, helps you deal with all those challenges that come with being a writer.
So it sounds like the Manuscript Factory, it's not really about like a rigid set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about building a writing practice that you can actually sustain.
Right. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's about having a system that lets you produce good work consistently, but without burning yourself out, you know?
And that's something so many writers struggle with, right?
Yeah.
Finding that balance between the creative side and actually being productive.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's like this constant juggling act. But I think the Manuscript Factory approach gives you some pretty good tools to help manage all of that.
One thing I found really interesting about all of this is how relevant it still is. I mean, Hubbard came up with these ideas decades ago.
That's what's so cool about it, right? It shows you these timeless principles of good writing and good business practices. They don't really go out of style.
It's true. Farland actually pointed out the difference between Hubbard's advice and a lot of the writing advice you see today. So much of it is all about chasing trends, which change so fast.
And that's where I think this Manuscript Factory approach really stands out. It's not about chasing the latest fad. It's about building something solid, something that will last.
So what does all this mean for our listeners? What are the key takeaways that they can use in their own writing?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that to be a successful writer, it takes talent, for sure, but it also takes a lot of hard work and strategy. And the Manuscript Factory gives us this framework to think about how those pieces fit together.
It's about treating writing like a real profession, understanding the market, having a system for producing your work that you can keep up, and having a good support network.
Right, exactly. And it's about remembering that the journey is just as important as actually getting there to that finished book. Enjoy the process, learn from it all, and never stop growing as a writer.
This has been a really insightful deep dive, I think. And for our listeners who want to explore this whole Manuscript Factory thing, I definitely recommend checking out selfpublished.org. They've got so much information and resources there for writers at every level.
It's an amazing resource for anyone trying to navigate the world of writing and publishing, especially if you're going indie.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on AI for Authors. Until next time, happy writing.